Hey, hey, it's Wednesday, and this is the Bruce Hooley Show. But I'm not Bruce Hooley, I'm Jack Windsor. Honored to be filling in today for the Bruce Hooley. He will be out again tomorrow, but back with you on Friday. So thank you for tuning in, letting me sit with you over lunch, or I don't know, maybe you're out driving around. Maybe you're working out. I don't know, whatever you're doing. But first of all, I want to let you know, phone lines are open today because we have a lot to talk about. And I get tired of hearing myself talk. The first hour, we're going to be a little bit monolithic. I think we're going to talk a lot about what's going on in our streets and on our college campuses. So 844-TALK-989 is the number. That's 844-825-5989. And I'm going to urge you to give me a call and weigh in on several things. I want to give you an update from yesterday. I asked the question of you. And I've got the poll results here as soon as I can pull them up expediently. And the question was, should Ohio State University students who protested the Israel-Hamas war with chants of "the Zionists have got to go" last week, should they be disciplined? And 79.5% of you said, yes, they should. 20.5% of you said, no, they shouldn't. And I had an interesting conversation. Actually, it was with Adam Hewitt. You know Adam. He did the Hewitt Hot Takes yesterday. He's the hat and boots guy. We were talking offline yesterday, and I said, you know, this is really, and I'm going to be vulnerable here. This is really one of those things that I struggle with back and forth. I'm a huge believer in our right to assemble. It's protected by the Constitution, the First Amendment, actually, and our right to free speech. And I think we have to be very clear about where the line is, what constitutes free speech, and then when does it turn into, say, harassment or exclusion, or certainly if it crosses over into violence. I mean, I've talked about the Supreme Court said you can't go into a crowded theater and yell fire. So as much as you want to say, well, I'm allowed to say fire anytime I want, anywhere I want. No, you can't. There are certain circumstances during which you cannot do it because it can create alarm. It can cause harm. And so, you know, this is a really tough one to wrestle with. But when, you know, the chants are death to America, death to Israel, that's pretty clear in my book, truly. And when there's violence, when bottles are being hurled at police officers, that's over the line. And I say all of this because looking at the news cycle this morning, I try to comb through some top stories before I go on air. And I just feel like, Jeff, that it is April 2020 instead of April 2024. Do you remember what that felt like back then? And maybe since COVID and since everything we've gone through, some people have blocked out the last 4 years. But do you, listener, remember what it felt like when you saw footage of these protests breaking out in cities across America? Some of them were accompanied by fires and looting and violence. Do you remember that? This kind of feels the same way, doesn't it? And I hate to beat this drum again, but I think we've seen this movie before. When I had the honor of filling in for Bruce for the better part of 6 months last year, I talked about how the radical activists who comprise Black Lives Matter, what I will call burn, loot, and murder, they cross-pollinated going way back. I'm talking 2005, maybe even before that. These anti-Israel, pro-Palestine organizations. They're really one and the same. The DNA is almost identical. They both believe that there are the oppressed, Blacks or Palestinians, and there are the oppressors, white Americans, and, you know, the unjust systems that comprise our country. And then, of course, the Israelis or the Jews in the Middle East are the oppressors there. And so the whole shebang is about the oppressed rising up. But here's the issue. This is not organic. This is not, regardless of, I'm going to read this to you. Across the country and around the world, people are demanding a free Palestine by coming together in their local communities. In many of these places, community members are facing repression, arrest, and prosecution. You know what? They're not coming together. They're being shipped in. They're being bussed in. And I said previously, Fox News reported it. These are the same people who funded BLM. It's the George Soroses of the world. And interestingly, you can go to secure.com, actblue.com, /donate/ A15 Solidarity. A15 now is the name of the group. That's what I'll call PLM. Of course they're on the Act Blue platform and raising dollars. I mean, this is, we saw this. This is how the BLM folks got bailed out. I mean, you know, if this was going on for January 6th detainees, right, when money gets raised, when people push back on the lack of justice and the ignoring of constitutional protections and privileges, in those instances, the press has a heyday. But here, they're not going to talk to you about it at all. I mean, these folks can go out and they can discriminate against Jewish students. They can hurl hate speech. They can do whatever the hell they want, and they're going to get bailed out. And you can give to them, right? Right online. Where's the activism? Remember when groups that supported Trump tried to raise money? I mean, how many people have been deplatformed? How many big tech companies have said, you can't raise money for that cause here? But if you're an anti-Semite, if you believe in killing Jews and exterminating them, come on in. You can raise money on this site. It's deplorable. Jeff, I got fired up, man. I had a lot of stories to get through, and I just started reeling there a little bit. But to bring it back around the barn, the question I asked yesterday was, should there be discipline? And the majority of you, the vast majority of you said, yes, there should be. Well, Ohio State students protesting Gaza war charged with trespassing on campus. This came across the wire late yesterday, 7 o'clock. Two Ohio State University students were arrested Tuesday, charged with criminal trespass during an on-campus protest. The students were arrested by Ohio State University police officers at Mailing Hall near the Wexner Medical Center. Now, Ben Johnson is the guy that I talked with. I didn't talk with him. I exchanged email messages with yesterday. He's the university spokesman. He said students were issued multiple warnings before they were arrested. We established university policy, and it prohibits disrupting the university's mission, administrative functions, and campus life activities. This includes demonstrations that disrupt classroom and administrative buildings. So based on what I've read, it's not as much about what they were saying. It wasn't the Zionists have got to go. It was that they were blocking building entrances or utilizing space in a way that defies the rules. Now, Ohio State President Ted Carter said in an email that he respects students' right to freedom of speech, but he will not compromise on matters of safety. So they're not criminalizing the speech, Jeff. They're holding students accountable to the handbook on whether they can block entrances and what they can do where on campus. And intentional disruptions of university events, classes, exams, or programming, including commencement, that is all prohibited. Well, believe you me, there will be disruptions of commencement. So there has been accountability there, but this is going on all over the country. Columbia University announced that they formally announced that they're going to move to a hybrid learning model for the rest of the semester. Boy, this sounds like 2022. Back then it was COVID, remember? We had to stay home and learn remotely. National Review reported that Columbia announced Tuesday it is shifting to a hybrid learning model for the remainder of the semester as anti-Israel protests continue to disrupt campus life. And the medical center at Manhattanville campus will remain in person. All faculty and staff who wish to work from home are able to do so, while those who want to attend class in person can do so as well. $70,000 a year is what Columbia costs. And it's an Ivy League school, by the way, in New York City. And I think there are a growing number of people calling for tuition refunds because they're going, look, if this is going to be an online school, I'm not paying $70,000 a year. I'm not paying my kids' tuition for $70,000 a year. Stay tuned. Up next, we're going to talk about Harvard, what they're doing about Palestine Solidarity Committee there. And is this a movement that we will see proactively on campuses throughout the country? And where the hell's Governor Mike DeWine on all of this? He's certainly not Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I'll tell you why next. Stay tuned. Hey, welcome back into the Bruce Woolley Show. I'm your host, Jack Windsor, editor-in-chief of the Ohio Press Network. You can read our stuff over at theohiopressnetwork.com. And if you're not yet a subscriber, please do. Your dollars allow us to provide the reporting, the opinion pieces that you demand, that you're not going to get from the progressive Pravda Press in Ohio. So before we went to break, we were talking about this outbreak, which was forecast, of anti-Israel protests on campuses. Certain parts of the country have had to deal with cars blocking roadways and demonstrators blocking roadways and other things. And I talked to you about A15, the group that is raising money for these Soros-aligned, planned protests throughout the country to create chaos and fear heading into the 2024 election. Why is that, you ask? Well, because good marketing and advertising gives you an experience that moves you off your apathy to do something. But instead of putting flyers together, instead of having articulate, impassioned debate, Joe Biden, these guys rely on Marxist globalists to pour money into these disruptive, violent, and deadly types of protests. And if you say, well, these aren't deadly, January 6th was deadly, I'd encourage you to get to the Ohio Press Network and search up January 6th and the BLM riots. There is absolutely no comparison. And we're in for it again. It was burning. It was destruction. It was assault against police officers. Those are already happening in New York, in other parts of the country. It was there were murders. There were people who were killed in those BLM riots of 2020. And I just want to give you a flavor for what we're up against here. This is a New York University student who walked out and is protesting there on campus. I'm going to go to cut three here.
Does this group in here align with Hamas?
We represent our community. We don't represent the external community who may be mobilizing outside of the gates for us. We align with full and total divestment out of Palestine. We refuse to be complicit. We refuse for our tuition dollars to be used to fund the current occupation of Palestine, and that is what we're aligning ourselves with.
But nothing to do with Hamas. You don't support Hamas.
We are aligned with divestment. I don't think that is a valid question for this organization.
No, it is a valid question, and it's one that you are not equipped to handle or that you want to simply avoid. What you are doing is anti-Israel, and it seems to be pro-Hamas. And by the way, if I were that reporter, and I'm not, but if I were that reporter, I would have leaned back on that student and said, well, tell me what you mean by full and total divestment. Frankly, I don't think that little girl knows the difference between Sunday and Wednesday. I really don't. You heard her start parroting the line. Well, we believe in full and total divestment. Well, what is that? What the hell does that mean? Full and total divestment. Our tuition dollars shouldn't go to what? Jeff, if you had to bet, you think that girl's looked at the New York University budget? Do you think she's looked at any of the accounting or financial statements of NYU? No, she hasn't. So here we are. You have the useful idiots, right? You have the people who have been in colleges and universities swallowing the blue poison pill of progressivism. And then you have the people who are trucked in. These are the people. There are other nefarious useful idiots. I don't even know if they're useful idiots or if they're just nefarious. But it takes both. They're being trucked in to create chaos. And here we are. Now, you'll remember I told you that this movement is the same movement that ascended on the CEO's office. I believe it was Google Cloud, 82 or 83 employees. And what they're going to do is they're going to do this. They're going to demand total divestment. They don't know what the hell that means, but they're going to demand it. And they're going to try to disrupt. Well, look what's happening here. You say, well, what do you mean disrupt? Well, they're disrupting classes. They're creating fear and tension among Jewish students. At Columbia, if I were a parent paying for my kid to go to Columbia and they want remote learning, I'd say, yeah, you're going to give me a lot of money back. So they're going to create, you know, economic disruption. And this is the whole game. This is the whole game. Because when there's disruption, then people pay attention. And then they're going to give you a bill of goods, right? They're going to tell you how this all is going to work. I don't know. I get the sense that we're a little more prepared for it this time. And I say that because Merrick Garland, U.S. Attorney General, and Miguel Cardona, Secretary of Education, received a letter from Tom Cotton, John Barrasso, Katie Britt, John Cornyn, Mike Crapo, Steve Daines, who we'll have on next week, I think. We're actually slated to have today. Chuck Grassley, Lindsey Graham, Marsha Blackburn, Shelley Capito, Kevin Cramer, Ted Cruz, Joni Ernst, and Josh Hawley. What is that, 14 U.S. senators sent a letter. And they said that they were writing regarding the outbreak of anti-Semitic pro-terrorist mobs on college campuses. These pro-Hamas rioters have effectively shut down college campuses and have literally chased Jewish students away from our schools. That is where your First Amendment right ends. You can't chase Jewish students away from school. The Department of Education and federal law enforcement must act immediately to restore order, prosecute the mobs who have perpetrated violence and threats against Jewish students, revoke the visas of all foreign nationals, such as exchange students, who have taken part in promoting terrorism. Hold accountable school administrators who have stood by instead of protecting their students. Anti-Israel protesters, spurred on by prominent leftists, have gathered on college campuses in recent days, chanting anti-Semitic slogans directly threatening Jewish students. You need to take action to restore order, protect Jewish students on our college campuses. President Biden issued a statement on Sunday purporting to condemn the outbreak of anti-Semitism. If that statement was serious, it must be accompanied by immediate action from your department's writing. Violates federal law. Violence or attempted violence against anyone because of their Jewish heritage violates federal law. School administrators' failure to protect Jewish students from discrimination or harassment violates federal law and is grounds for those schools losing access to federal funds. So, question today is, and you can vote at X, my personal account, at Jack Windsor. Should these schools have their federal funds withheld? What do you think? And we'll talk about up next Senator J.D. Vance's response to what's going on. So stay tuned. More of the Bruce Woolley Show next.